Attention, please. Would Logan Air passengers please proceed to the aircraft?
Fly with me. Oh, won't you fly with me? We'll fly off to the island and then watch the setting sun.
Hello, I'm John Mellis, and welcome to Logan Air's Flight Log Podcast, where I get to go behind the scenes of the UK's largest regional airline to find answers for your questions and discover exactly what it takes to keep Logan Air in the air and put all of that on air. This is episode 3. Today we're talking about Logan Air's people and what the airline's doing to support and develop its workforce as the business continues to grow. Now, taking us through that is Lindsay Kennedy, head of HR for Logan Air. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, John.
Tell us about your background and your role in the business as Logan Air.
I started at Logan Air almost a year and a half ago now. And as soon as I joined the business, I instantly felt welcome. It really was quite special, in all honesty. And we work hard as a business to protect that friendly feeling. Being an airline, we're lucky to have people doing jobs they love and places they love. But it's also important that we continue to invest in our workforce and plan for the future. And as head of HR, that's part of my role. Part of that's also expanding our apprenticeship program, making sure we're doing everything that we can to get more women into the business, but also about developing and nurturing our existing employees and helping them to achieve their career goals, regardless of their background, gender or orientation. So it's important for us to be fair and give everyone a chance. And that's one of the key things within my role at Logan Air.
We'll look into all of that across this episode, but give me a sort of general overview on Logan Air, because you recently celebrated your 60th anniversary. We found that out. How has Logan Air changed as an employer over the years?
Yeah, without a doubt, we have changed. We're a business now of over 800 people working in locations all over the UK. So Logan Air is very different now to what we would have been 60 years ago. We've got great career opportunities in a diverse range of roles. But one thing that hasn't changed, as I mentioned earlier, is our family feel. Logan Air is a huge family, and we do actually employ a number of families across the operation, whether it be mothers, sons, aunts, uncles. So that's one of the great things about Logan Air. One of the key things with our leadership team is that they always remain open and accountable. Our employees can reach out to our CEO at any time. And every week he shares a podcast where he talks directly to our staff about everything that's going on in the business, from operational matters to news about staff taking part in charity funding events. It's not often that you'll get that kind of two-way communication.
No.
Which I think is quite unique within our business. You know, it's definitely one of the core parts of our operation. We also have base calls on a weekly basis as well with our pilots and cabin crew. So we really do communicate to our staff.
Wow. When you're talking about, I'm interested in the family angle that you mentioned there. You talked about like brothers and sisters and mums and sons and things like that.
Yeah.
Are we talking about, has there ever been a case where, I don't know, let's just say mum's flying the plane and son's walking up and down with the trolley in the aisles. Has there been a case of family flying together?
We have indeed, yes. We have had one of our female pilots and our mum as cabin crew operating on the same flight before, yes.
Wow, that's amazing. Because, I mean, obviously, if she's the captain, then she's going to be telling mum off if mum does anything wrong, which is going to get sorted when you get home, isn't it? I know Logan Air recently launched Flyings for All. What is that exactly? Why was it introduced?
Flying for All is our new equality, diversity and inclusion strategy. It was established after forming an internal diversity inclusion forum. That would have been almost about a year ago now, to review and shape our approach. The forum is actually chaired by James Bush, who's one of our first officers. James was previously refused a medical certificate he required to gain his commercial pilot license because he's HIV positive. So James had been flying small aircraft since he was a teenager, campaigned against the regulations and got them successfully changed. 2 years ago, after completing his training at Logan Air, he became the first HIV positive person in Europe to pilot commercial flights. And it's a great honour for me to actually be able to work with James on this project and driving, you know, the diversity, inclusion and Flyings for All through Logan Air with him. Following his experience, he's absolutely determined to ensure that others aren't disadvantaged in any way. And that is definitely something which we are really passionate about at Logan Air. We echo it, and we're thrilled to have a forum that ensures staff are at the heart of all the decisions around diversity and inclusion.
Okay, so there's the forum, and that's a fantastic outcome for James. But I can't even begin to imagine what that must have been like for him. But how is Logan Air being active to support equality, diversity and inclusion in the workplace?
Yeah, so before launching Flags for All, we conducted an extensive staff survey in April of this year to understand the wider picture across Loganair. I'd like to say, you know, the good news is that many of our people, they didn't actually know why we were doing the survey and they didn't actually know why we were consulting them, because they already considered Loganair to be a diverse and inclusive employer. However, you know, as with all surveys that you carry out, there are some themes, some very important themes that do come out of that. One of them, LGBTQ plus issues. Another, mental health and wellbeing. And the third one that we have is equality for women. We'll be prioritising these areas so that every member of our workforce feels valued and respected.
They're not uncommon, these issues, in many workplaces. I'm wondering how you go about that. I mean, can you work on these things simultaneously, or do you focus on one at a time to get it right?
Yeah, so we're about to launch our first ever diversity and inclusion training course, which will tie in with all the key elements of Flags for All. We're investing a six-figure sum in our programme, which will reach every single member of the workforce. Employees will spend about 3 hours out of the business learning about protected characteristics, examining cases and walking through real-life scenarios. We're an industry where 99% of our training is mandated for safety reasons, safety reasons. Mm. But our equality and inclusion training will go far beyond that, and it will be available to all Loganair employees. We're also committed to showing leadership over diversity and inclusion issues in the communities we serve. And I'm proud to say that we recently took part in a significant role in supporting Shetland's first ever Pride event. That took place in the summer, as well as providing sponsorship to some of the activities. We've also promoted the event to our customer database to raise awareness and celebrate our diversity. This is just the start, John. We hope to achieve a lot more. We hope to continue to build our plans and grow and focus on those three key areas. Recently, we've partnered up with Scottish Women in Sport to be the headline sponsor at their awards ceremony. And that's hopefully, you know, something that we will continue to keep doing, be able to sponsor events and highlight that flying really is for all.
And fantastic as well, Shetland Pride, more than just up Helia. What about mental health and well-being in the workplace? I imagine flying can be like a really high-pressure environment at times, and it certainly involves unsociable hours.
Yeah, absolutely. And at Loganair, we're always striving to do better for our customers. I'm a great believer that if we invest in our people and their health and well-being, and then that transfers to our customers. Our drive to create an airline we all have pride in means our roles are often not without challenges. Coupled with the pressures outside work, it's likely that at some time or another, we won't feel okay. You know, we focus on reminding our staff that it's okay not to feel okay sometimes, and that everyone can ask for help. And it comes back to that family feel that I spoke about earlier. We want our people to know we are there for them when things are good, but we're also there through the difficult times as well. And as part of that, I'm really proud to say that we've got 37 fully trained mental health first aiders who are accredited by Red Umbrella. And next year, we'll be introducing a further 12 fully trained mental health first aiders. And their main role is to raise awareness for mental health, help provide information and materials, and be there to offer initial support to their colleagues. And colleagues can either be referred by themselves or by their manager. And that really is a great thing that we have introduced within Loganair. We also have an employee assistance programme, ensuring that any team member can access a confidential support line 24 hours a day. But help doesn't always have to be through the official channels. As a business with a strong family feel, everybody does look out for each other. If someone sees a colleague who is looking down or maybe struggling slightly, they'll reach out and ask, "Are you okay?" You know, I've had many a conversation myself where I've just reached out to someone just to check that they're okay. Yeah. Because you maybe just see that, you know, a slight change in behaviour, or a, they're just maybe not as engaged as they maybe would be. So that's definitely something that we certainly do within Loganair.
I always find it's not the first time you ask that. So the conversation always goes something along the lines of, "Are you all right?" Yeah, I'm fine. No, but are you all right?
Yes, absolutely.
and that's usually when it digs down. That's brilliant. I'm sure my perception in life is a part of the problems that you're tackling today. I'm not alone in this, but my generation's earliest recollections of how airline staffing broke down into genders was that men flew the planes and women served the tea and biscuits. And for no good reason, really, women have historically been underrepresented in in aviation and flight. What are you doing to address that at Loganair?
We've got women in every role across the business, whether that be engineering, human resources, finance, customer services, even within our flight deck. So 13% of our pilots are female, which is much higher than the industry average of 6%. But by no means we can and we should get better. At Loganair, we don't believe that anyone's gender should define their role within the workplace, and everyone should have an equal opportunity to be who they want to be. We know that as an industry, aviation still needs to do more to tackle the perception that certain roles are only for those identifying as men. As the UK's largest regional airline, our team definitely feel it's our duty to play a part in tackling this legacy issue. A big part of improving female representation is to challenge bias and stereotypes from an early age. That's why our team regularly holds seminars in schools and colleges to be role models for our young people and showcase that everyone can have access to the same opportunities and really be who they want to be. This includes talks from women in leadership roles, pilots, engineers, getting out to the local schools, colleges, community groups. Myself, I did a talk quite recently to a local Rainbows group. Talking to them about careers that you can do when you're older, you know, so that kind of thing. It's about getting out there and getting involved.
And how many of them came away wanting to be pilots as opposed to pushing a trolley up and down the aisle?
Every single one of them.
good, I'm glad.
Yeah, every single one of them. We even had one dressed up as a pilot at the event as well because they heard that somebody was coming from an airline.
Fabulous.
Yeah. And we've also recently had our own hit TV show with BBC Scotland called The Sky High Club. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it, in which 10 of our staff let cameras delve into their lives in and out of work. It's allowed the viewers to see what life is actually like working for the UK's largest regional airline, helping break down the stereotypes associated with the industry. We hope that it will have inspired young people, absolutely, but no matter the gender or background, you know, these are really exciting job prospects in aviation at the moment.
We've heard in previous flight logs how Loganair has grown really rapidly in recent years. Now, I assume with that sort of growth comes more job opportunities. We're talking there, I heard you list them off. There was finance, there was STEM opportunities, there was all sorts of stuff. There must be a real wealth of jobs that you can do within industry now.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the great things about Loganair is the wide variety of jobs that we have, from ground support staff to customer relations, customer help centres, even within the safety teams, HR team, finance. You know, these are all roles that you're correct, you wouldn't necessarily think about with an airline. But over the last 5 years, you know, as we've grown as a business, we've had to be able to adapt. We've had to be able to change and to create the new jobs within our HR team alone. Our headcount over the last 6 months has doubled from 2 to 4, you know, and we will look to try and increase to that headcount as we move on. Because it's very important to us to appoint people into new roles. It's also very important that we use our internal resource as well to try and help our people to go progress, to provide them with the support, to provide them with the training that they need. And a really good example of that is just recently within my own department, our HR administrator, Niamh, started with us in February of this year, came in, absolutely hit the ground running, spent a lot of time with myself and me developing her shadowing me, so much so that in the space of 6 months with her being there, she's been promoted to HR advisor. That's a good example of, you know, promoting within and giving people the space to grow and develop within the roles that we have them in.
Yeah, well done, Niamh. It must be, I mean, specifically within your HR remit, it must be really rewarding when you see someone that just gallops on and comes through like that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
In terms of that sort of future talent and encouraging a constant stream of people coming through the doors, is it back to visits to the Rainbows? I mean, what else do you do?
Almost 5 years ago, we launched our aviation engineer apprenticeship, which was aimed at school leavers. They have been a great success helping to meet not just Loganair's demands, but also Scotland's wider aviation industry. In addition to studying for an ME in aircraft maintenance, we undertake a wide range of on-the-job training. Their daily tasks vary depending on their specialism, but they could include aircraft maintenance, installation of engines, instruments and other equipment. And it really does take in that full review of engineering as a whole. We're also about to launch an IT apprenticeship as well, and we will have somebody joining us on an IT apprenticeship in January 2023.
Fantastic. I mean, you're literally now all over the UK as a company in, you know, in big cities and small communities. I think it was Luke that said to us in a previous podcast, you know, one day we could be flying into the beach in Barra, the next into Heathrow. And you're linking them all for work and pleasure and everything else. Is it a challenge when you've got employees so sort of widely spread over and above, you know, like logistics for the Christmas party? Is it a challenge to have them all over the country?
I would say far from being a challenge. You know, our diverse geographical footprint is an opportunity. Operating at 42 aircraft across 70 different routes, it allows us to offer a range of locations to candidates and employees as well. We actively encourage remote working. Being out of the office helps our people enjoy a better work-life balance, and it gives them some precious headspace as well.
Absolutely. So that sort of goes to your mental health and well-being front as well, I suppose.
Absolutely.
You've worked on a lot of fronts that we've been talking about, but there's always something else, isn't there? So what else do you want to achieve?
The list is endless, John. You know, we're currently working on enhancing our employee benefits package. I'm also keen to look at the overall employee experience, you know, from onboarding to offboarding. We're going to be looking at our menopause policies as well as updating all our family-friendly policies. We want flying sprawl to apply to every member of our business and to make sure that there's a level playing field when it comes to securing their dream job. And that's up to me as head of HR to ensure that our policies and our procedures are fit for purpose and, you know, that they're the best that they can be for our employees.
Sounds like they're in good hands to me. I'm Joe Mellis. That was episode 3 of Loganair's Flight Log, where we take the big issues of being in the air and put them on air. If you've missed any of our previous episodes on Loganair's Green Skies initiative and its journey to become fully sustainable as an airline, or how it's grown to become the UK's largest regional airline and is now pushing on to connect with flights taking you all over the world, you can go back and access those episodes at any time via the Loganair website and hear from our previous guests, Jonathan Hinkles and Luke Lovegrove. It's well worth a tea break of your time to learn more. Thanks for checking out Flight Log. We'll see you again soon. So we're home.